Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. In today's shift, let's talk about your place in history. Growing up, it was times that I felt insignificant or dispensable. And no, it wasn't just because of things that people said about me or trauma. It was oftentimes because of my own mind and imagination. I would think about the huge amount of people that's in the world. And it would start off with me zooming out and thinking about how many people live in my neighborhood, the city, the state, the country. And by the time I got to the world, I was thinking about the number of people that's in the world that's doing significant things and thinking, who would miss me? Why am I significant? There's so many people on this earth. Why would I be needed? Well, I was deep in prayer one day, pouring out the contents of my heart, when God reminded me of how significant I was and how meticulous he was and intentional with all of the pieces that he put together to create me. I immediately started thinking about how small DNA actually is, and that holds all the code that makes me who I am. Then I thought about all of the people in my family tree, my parents, my grandparents, their parents, so on and so forth. All of those people were needed. All of their DNA coming together created me. And that right there changed my mentality and made me feel even more significant. I realized at that point, there's never been a me before today. There won't ever be a me after I'm gone. So every step that I take is history. Every idea that I have is unique. So all I have to do is really be myself. So if you could take anything from this, the one thing I want you to do is go back on that history lesson. Think about your family. Think about that family tree. All of those people came together to create you. You are something significant. You do mean something to God, and you do have a purpose on this earth. Go ahead and conquer it. Nobody can stop you but you.